oral tradition was ultimately put into literary form. And this paved the way for a formal codification of what we called halakha, the legal material. The first systematic compilation of halakha, we already noted in an earlier lecture, was the Mishnah, completed around the year 220 CE. And the Mishnah itself was studied for centuries, both in Palestine and in Babylonia, resulting in the appearance of the two books known as the Talmud, Palestinian Talmud and the Babylonian Talmud. Babylonian Talmud sometime between the years 500 and 600 CE. Palestinian Talmud probably a century, maybe even a bit more, earlier. And as was noted in lecture number 3, the Talmuds are not yet codes of law, but they are extremely broad discussions of the Mishnah, along with a wealth of non-legal, or what we would call agadic, material. But it was only in the Middle Ages that we find halakha systematically codified, including not just the Mishnah, and not just the Talmud, but everything that evolved after the editing, after the compilation of these various books. And added to the books themselves were those thousands of individual decisions issued by individual rabbis in response to particular questions that had been posed to them. Those responses that we refer to using the word responsa in Latin, or teshuvot in Hebrew. Numerous legal codes were produced in the Middle Ages, but a number were clearly the most influential. One was the code produced by Maimonides in the 12th century, the Mishneh Torah, which covers in 14 books all of the components of Jewish law. And what is interesting is, here is a sophisticated philosopher living in a very, very intellectual environment, and yet one of the 14 books includes all the laws of animal sacrifices that pertain to temples that haven't existed for centuries. And one can only wonder what Maimonides thought about this. Did he really want to go back to sacrificial worship? He himself claimed in his Guide to the Perplexed that sacrificial worship was really instituted in the biblical period to wean people away from idolatry. But he couldn't ignore the fact that this was part of the Torah. So even he included these books, or rather these laws, in his code. What is interesting is that most or many of the other medieval codes did not include those regulations because they considered their codes to be relevant, to be a code that actually directs Jewish life in its contemporaneous setting and not in an ancient one. A second very important code was produced by a German halachic sage known as Rabbi Jacob ben Asher. Its name is the Four Rows, or in Hebrew, the Turim. And the name of this work is based on his division of all of the legal components of Judaism into four categories, hence four Turim, four rows. One category, prayer, festivals. Another one, dietary laws. A third category, family law. And the fourth one, civil law. This book, the Tur, or Turim, was printed for the first time in Italy in 1475. It was one of the very first Hebrew books to be printed. Parenthetically, I should mention that if we examine what the earliest books to be printed with the development, with the invention of the press, we will find an amazingly high percentage of Hebrew books being among the first books printed in the first European printing presses. And this clearly suggests something about the nature of the Jewish community at the time. The third important codifier was Rabbi Joseph Caro, who lived from 1488 to 1575. That's very important. 1488, in other words, just prior to the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. And he, as a very young person, was part of that process. He ultimately made his way to Safed in the Galilee, in Palestine, and there he wrote a major code based on the Tur. He called that code the House of Joseph. His name was Joseph, and so he called the book Beit Yosef, and this was really his masterpiece. Later on, he produced what can only be considered a simpler digest, but the irony of history is that the simpler digest would become the definitive statement, and the simpler digest is known as the Shulchan Aruch, the arranged table. It was first published in 15, 1865, and it became the definitive statement of Jewish law. Until the 18th century, the premise among all adherents to Judaism was that the acceptance of halakha was the ultimate sign of proper Jewish behavior. And this was a given.